A three-person federal appeals court panel ruled yesterday that the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA, program is illegal, but kept the status of the program unchanged for now. For more on what to expect, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS political analyst Mark Sandalo. Morning, Mark. I think this is one of those things that we non-lawyers don't quite get when you rule that the program is illegal, but it can continue for now.
Yes, that is, I mean, you're right, that is what they said, and it is confusing. And essentially what they said was no new applicants to DACA. So in that sense, they have ended the program for any new applicants. If you have the status now, they understand what a disruption it would be before ultimately the Supreme Court can rule on this. So they basically said that they will hold in place what exists now for those who already have the status. Presumably the Biden administration is going to appeal this to the Supreme Court, who will ultimately, you know, decide on this. But what it means is that the lives of hundreds of thousands of immigrants, and these are young immigrants. They came here before they were 18 with their parents. They didn't have documents, but this was not something they chose to do. They came as young children, and many of them know no other country than the United States. The question is, can they stay in the United States legally, or do they sort of have to continue to live in the shadows? This is what gets confusing. The Supreme Court, people may remember, just a couple years ago, ruled in favor of DACA, but this is where it gets complicated. President Obama asked Congress to provide this protection back when he was president. Congress refused to do so. Obama finally stepped in and unilaterally, through an executive order back in 2012, said this program exists. We're not going to prosecute these kids. And in fact, they can get driver's license. They have status here in the United States. When Obama became president, he didn't like the plan and he dumped it. It went to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court ruled that that Trump could not get rid of it procedurally the way he did. They weren't ruling on the merits of the program. They were just saying Trump got rid of it in an unlawful manner. Now what this court is saying is, well, Obama instituted it in an unlawful manner. So the courts have not said whether or not the program is good or bad or whether it could exist. What it requires, everyone agrees, would be an act of Congress. There's nothing unconstitutional about it, but rather than having this done unilaterally by presidents, it would need an act of Congress. And here, this adds to the confusion. The House has already passed a bill to make DACA a permanent United States program. All Democrats and 9 Republicans voted for it. A majority of the U.S. Senate supports it, and Biden supports it. So we should have a law. The problem is, of course, with a filibuster, it takes more than a majority. So there are a few Republicans who support it, but not enough to break a filibuster. The result is, if you have DACA status, and there are tens of thousands of people with that status in the Bay Area, you really don't know what your future is right now.
We'll have to wait and see. For the meanwhile, dreamers remain in limbo. Thanks so much. It's KCBS political analyst Mark Sandalo.